And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Chino Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Ferret Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, Matt Santos for the Town of Chino Valley.
That is me, Matt Santos. We want to thank you for tuning in to KQ&A Talk of the Quad Cities for Talk of the Town. We are at 99.9 FM and 1130 AM. Stick around. We got a full hour with Ron Romley of the Yavapai Regional Transit. We're going to talk buses, roads, taxes, elections, and anything else that pops into our head. So stick around. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Think back to a simpler time when things like home delivery of milk and bread came to your door. Now even getting the mail delivered is being questioned. It's good to know that since 1960, folks here in Yavapai County have relied on the Barrett family. From staying warm to cooking, drying clothes, and other needs, you can count on Barrett Propane, just as families have for three generations. You have my name on it. Call us today at 636-1600. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
With the popularity of our second Saturday night monthly St. Louis rib platter having grown and grown, we're switching things up here at Prescott Brewing Company and now offer it every Friday, all day and all night. We're sad to say smoked prime rib Friday nights has to go away, but we've been hearing we want ribs loud and clear. So ribs it is, as only PBC can do them. Hi, this is Roxanne, inviting you to quench your taste for smoked St. Louis ribs every Friday, all day, all night. Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Cheers to 25 years.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reaper Graphics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reaper Graphics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
Arizona Diamondbacks Baseball is live on KQ&A. Diamondbacks Baseball brought to you by Atrium Disposal, Prescott Dirt, You Pick It, Yavapai Bottle Gas, Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling, Waters Garden Center, Primavera Online School, Affinity RV, Bradshaw Family Dental, The Office Cantina, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson, and National Bank of Arizona. Diamondbacks host the Pittsburgh Pirates Monday night at 6. Monday at 11:30 at 99.9 FM in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. KQ&A.
Take me out to the ball game.
Start it up. Keep it up. That's the way the world works. So when you just need it to work, Batteries Plus Bulbs backs you up with your neighborhood's largest selection of Batteries Plus Bulbs, plus phone repair, plus key fobs to do everything we can to power your cars, phones, and everything in between. Finding and fixing with the know-how you need right now. Stop by Batteries Plus Bulbs and save on Duracell Ultra Boat, RV, Motorcycle, and Lawn and Garden Batteries. Or visit batteriesplus.com. See website for offer details and limitations.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host for the Town of Chino Valley, Matt Santos.
Well, thanks for carving out some time to spend with us here at KQ&A for the Town of Chino Valley and the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce. Just to remind you folks out there of all the good things happening at the Chamber, the Chino Chamber. The best way to keep track of what's going on, events, mixers, luncheons, all that stuff, is by visiting chinovalley.org or giving them a call at 928 928- 636-2493. Don't forget their social media, Chino Valley AZ Chamber of Commerce on Facebook or on Twitter at CVAZ Chamber. Stay on top of all the stuff they're doing, all the things they're involved with. And for us, over at the town of Chino Valley, our web home, chinoaz.net, and right there at the top upper right-hand corner of the main page, I believe it is, links to our social media, including our Facebook, Town of Chino Valley AZ, and both Instagram and Twitter at CVAZTown. A couple things we want to remind you of as far as the town goes. We are preparing, we're gearing up for a great celebration, our Golden Jubilee, 50 years since we incorporated. Now, for those of you in the know, you know the town of Chino Valley goes way, way back before 1970, but that's when we were incorporated and became the town of Chino Valley. So there is a group of folks heading up a committee. We meet the first Wednesday of every month at 6 p.m., usually over at the community center on 1 East, sometimes at Town Hall. Information on those meetings is available at chinoaz.net. But if you got a chance, plan on making one of those meetings. Again, the first Wednesday of every month at 6 p.m., we are tossing around some great ideas for some celebration, some events, maybe some live music, a book that we are putting together with the help of local historian, Will Williams, and he's gonna make sure that we document what's happening and what has happened within our town. And we need your help. We need assistance on getting information together, information and photos and your stories. We want to know what brought you to this town. What is generating businesses around here? Why did you open up a business? Why is your family staying here? What are some of the great memories that you have, you and your family, from living within Chino Valley's town limits? Now, you could reach out to us at 50th at chinoaz.net, 50th at chinoaz.net is an email account we've set up where you can get more information, you can submit photos, you can just get involved, and a link for that is also at chinoaz.net. So check it out, stop by a meeting, come and share your story with the rest of the world and the rest of the area. We want to know what you love about living in Chino Valley, Arizona. What else do we got? Want to give you a couple of these announcements so that we can then get on with our guest, Ron Romley of the Avapai Regional Transit. We have another community outreach meeting scheduled. It'll be happening hopefully the first week of June. We're hammering out the details of that. It'll be a morning meetup with the town manager and our mayor, Daryl Croft. So follow chinoaz.net for information on the time and location for our upcoming community outreach meeting. And one other thing we want to put in your ear, a lot of fun we've been having it the last few years, the Chino Mud Run, a chance for you to group together with your family, get some friends together, maybe your office, and do some inter-office competition on a Mud Run extreme event. It happens down there at Old Home Manor. There's a permanent track out there with obstacle courses and pits and pools and ponds, and a great chance to get out there and get dirty. The Chino Mud Run is taking place August 17th in the morning, starting, I believe, at 8 a.m. Information on that event is also available at chinoaz.net. The Chino Mud Run happening August 17th, and registration is now open. Links are right there at chinoaz.net. All right, the commercials are out of the way.
Hey.
Ron Romley, thanks for joining us in the KQ&A studios. Thanks for making time.
Well, thank you for inviting me. I've always loved this show.
Yeah, now we want to get this out first off. You are currently the chairman of the board. You and Sinatra got a couple of things in common. That's one of them.
That's the only thing.
Chairman of the board for Yavapai Regional Transit. Where can folks find out about not only your bus lines, but also some of the extracurricular activities, I guess you'd say, that the Transit Association is involved with and all that. Where can they find out information about you and your organization?
Well, our website is probably the best thing, and it's www.yavapairegionaltransit.com. And it's got schedules, times that we hit bus stops. It's got all the information that you need. But if you still have questions, you can always call our dispatcher at 928-636-3602.
Great. Now, we're going to get in. You're here with us all hours, so we're going to get into some of the things that are your accomplishments as an organization, some of the great programs you have, some free rides for qualifying members of the community,
Right. Some
of the other things that you as an organization and you personally are involved in. But before we get there, you're no stranger to these mics. You've been on in various forms with other organizations, other talks of the towns for the area, including Lorette's show and other chamber events here. But let's give our listeners, if they're not familiar with you, let's get a little bit of your history. What brought you to the Quad City area? What brought you to the Chino Valley area? How long have you been in this part of the county?
Well, I was born and raised in Phoenix. In fact, I'm still the chairman of our reunion committee, which we graduated in 1960.
What high school?
West High.
West High?
Yeah, on 19th and Thomas.
All right. Now, I'm familiar with this part of Arizona, Phoenix in general, since about 15, 16 years ago when I moved out here from state to the west of us that shall remain nameless.
Okay, that's the point of me.
What was Phoenix like back in your childhood and in your high school days?
Well, I'll tell you, it was nothing like it is today. I think I read where there's close to 4 million people within all the communities that they have down there.
Oh, wow.
Now, back in those days, we were just building I-17. And, in fact, used to have to go pick up somebody on the other side of I-17. We had all the detours, at Camelback. Camelback, uh-huh. They were building the bridge at Camelback. And, I read the other day to where we had about 450,000 people back in 1960.
Oh, wow.
The city limits, for the people that know Phoenix, northern city limits was at, Indian School Road. And,
oh, my goodness.
Everybody north of there, was in the county. So, I mean, it was a great experience back in those days. I mean, we rode our bicycles everywhere we went. We did, you know, when I was 16, I had worked at Bash's for 2 years and I had saved all my money and I bought me a brand new, 58 Chevy convertible.
Ooh.
And, you think that wasn't the talk of the school.
Man.
But, you know, I was in a hot rod club, which we all got together and did all kinds of things for the community. It wasn't, you know, like the Hell's Angels or anything like that. It was.
Now, do you still have the 58?
I wish.
Oh, man.
I wish. I sold it. It had about 132,000 miles.
Oh, man.
It, you know, and I had a family back in those days. That was back in 66, 67. And I gave it up, but I look now. I've only seen one other 58 Chevy convertible in this area at the car shows that they have. And I just look, but it's got a Continental kit. And of course, I was too cool back in those days to have a Continental kit, you know. But it was a great experience. You didn't recognize. Now that I'm older, I can recognize how much fun and safe we were. To where in today's world, you got to watch your back where you go.
When I was in high school, we had a lot of fun, but the word safe never didn't rear its head very often.
That's right.
We weren't that safe.
Oh,
not when I grew up. So what brought you up north? What brought you to this area?
My wife Sherry and I were getting ready to retire, and I work for the Arizona Department of Transportation, building highways, roads, bridges, tunnels. My biggest thing was I built 9.5 miles of underground tunnels. Which is the only ones they've ever built before, and I was in charge of that project. But I worked for them for 31 years, and I was getting ready to start looking around. And I worked for a consultant. After I retired from ADOT, I went to a consultant for 13 years. And then my wife retired from ADOT also. She was in charge of all their IT stuff.
Oh, nice.
And so we I came up, I used to call on, I think his name was Foster Grant, but I'm not, or maybe those are the sunglasses. Foster something, Mr. Foster. But anyway, I used to call on him as a consultant to try to get work from him and stuff like that. And I looked around Chino, and I talked with a gal that was there. Her name was Jan Mazey. She still lives in the area. And she had just moved from San Diego. And I thought, you know, if people from San Diego, which is, in my opinion at that time, was the just the primo gem of the West, would come to Chino Valley, maybe there's more to look at. So anyway, when my wife and I both decided to retire, we came up to Chino and we looked around, and she saw a brand new development that was just starting. There was only five homes built out of about 260 homes, all acreage. And what I really liked about it is I could buy my land and I got my own builder. So they didn't build homes.
Nice.
So, you know, and we loved it. We've been here 17 years and we've just gotten involved in the community and done all kinds of different things, and you know, we love Chino Valley.
All right, you got an engineering background. I don't. 17 minus 2009, what are we, 2002-ish?
Yeah.
That's about when you, a few years before I got here. So you've seen some changes.
Oh, yeah.
Your background with the highway department touches on what we, what one of the subjects we wanted to talk about today, which is roads and infrastructure and the growth that municipalities, towns, cities, the state have to deal with and have to evolve around. So we want to touch on some of those.
Okay.
Explain what you mentioned, what it was like looking at your particular parcel. You know, the you bought the land, had the home built. What was the infrastructure of the town in 2002, and how has it changed very briefly from 02 to now? What do you see different when you're driving through town?
Well, there at that time there was no sewer.
Mm-hmm.
There was no municipal water. Everybody had either wells or companies that did the well and supplied. It was the roads, I will say, currently are a lot better than they were. A lot of potholes, you know, mostly all chip seals. The new developers were coming in,
mm-hmm.
and they were putting asphalty concrete or real hard surface.
Some of the Bright Stars and things of that nature.
Bright Star, Appaloosa Meadows
Appaloosa.
1 and 2, where the mayor lives. Anyway,
we'll give his address and home phone number in a moment. No, just kidding.
But Mr. you know, Mayor. I mean, the town was struggling, but it was a sleepy town back in those days. And
this was prior to or kind of in the middle of the big housing boom, but before the crash, the downfall. So when the amount of vacancies that we've seen, the amount of families that moved out of the area in the mid-2000s that are now on their way back in, that's one of the things in talking with our public works director, Frank Marbury, our finance director, Joe Duffy, and our mayor, Daryl Croft, the dealings with when people are moving in as they are now, they're coming back to our town limits, and they are in need of, they are requesting certain amenities, certain infrastructure, some of the commercial development that we are courting as a town that we as citizens want to see. Those commercial developers, those retailers are also looking for some more infrastructure. So it's a challenge to meet the needs of the folks that are coming in, at the same time making the existing and long-time residents happy, balancing that growth to be smart growth, all falls on the shoulders of town council and our mayor and our town leadership.
Right.
That is no stranger to you also. We want to talk when we come back from this break about your time as a council member and vice mayor, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, the last 2 years.
We want to find out about that experience when we come back with Ron Romley on KQ&A, Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM.
Staying healthy. healthy and active is important to you. Don't let varicose veins, spider veins, or non-healing wounds slow you down. They may be a sign of a more serious condition known as chronic venous insufficiency. Symptoms include aching, painful, or fatigued legs, swelling, itching, or cramping, or skin changes. More than 25 million Americans suffer from some sort of venous disorder. The good news is that your options for treatment are more diverse than ever before. The experts at the Vein Center at Yavapai Regional Medical Center in Prescott Valley can help restore leg circulation to improve health, reduce pain, and get you back to your active life. Dr. Anil Kumar, board certified in vascular medicine and the medical director of YRMC's Vein Center, leads a multidisciplinary team that includes experts in wound care, infectious diseases, and diabetes management. Talk to your healthcare provider about the Vein Center at YRMC or call 928-759-5890.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's, locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, the place to dine on Highway 69. The one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
Hi, Waters with the plants of the week and our gold dust rosemary.
You're guaranteed to be the only gardener in the neighborhood with this new variety rosemary in gilded edges of gold.
Striking when spilling over raised beds and pots.
Loves the heat generated against driveways and great courtyards.
The same zesty culinary delight in a colorful twist for under $10.
Waters Garden Center, 1815 Iron Springs Road in Prescott, where people who love new culinary herbs love to shop.
Are you an energetic, outgoing professional that has good people skills? Then Truly Nolan Pest Control, a leading pest control company in Arizona since 1955, has a well-paying career for you. We are looking for just the right candidates in our Prescott Valley office for both sales and service. You must have a valid driver's license, pass a drug test, and background check. For more information on positions available, please visit our website at trulynolan.com. Click on Careers, then Positions, and City. An equal opportunity employer, trulynolan.com.
This May and June, Cliff Castle Casino Hotel is giving you the chance to win $150,000. It's the 150K Spin and Win Giveaway. Earn entries to be one of the 10 qualifiers every Thursday in May and June from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. Spin the wheel to see if you can win the grand prize of $150,000. Beat the heat and head on over for the 150K Spin and Win. Only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host for the town of Chino Valley, Matt Santos.
Well, thanks for sticking around. This is Matt Santos on KQ&A, Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A 1130 AM, 99.9 FM. Before we get back to our conversation with Ron Romley, a quick reminder, this coming Friday, is that right? May 17th? Is that where we are already?
I think so.
Ooh, I better go pay my taxes. They were doing, what, April? Free Dump Day, May 17th, this Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Now, there are some restrictions. The dump area will be over there near the community center, near the pool, that big parking lot over by the ball fields at Perkinsville Road and 1 East. There are some restrictions, some things you can and cannot dump. Too many to go over right now. So check out chinoaz.net on the news flash. There's a link to the information. Again, Free Dump Day, May 17th, Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Or you can call 928-636-4427. Or you got a pencil ready? Email to dpadmin@chinoaz.net for information on what you can and cannot take and a couple other little restrictions there. So you want to make sure before you load up the trailer, before you load up the car, you want to make sure what you load up you can also dump. And it is all free. The county is also conducting a free slash drop-off program through June 1st. Lots of things that you can and cannot dump there. This is by the county board of supervisors at their dump stations scattered throughout the county. Give them a call, the Public Works Department for Yavapai County at 928 928-771-3183. Again, the county number, 928-771-3183 for information on their free /off/drop-off program. Back with Ron Romley of Yavapai Regional Transit. Now, before the break, we had mentioned you had spent some time as a Chino Valley council member and
yes.
as the vice mayor.
Right.
Now, contrary to popular opinion, Bill, pay attention, that does not mean you were in charge of all the vice activity going on within town. That is not what the vice mayor means. What is a vice mayor?
Well, a vice mayor basically takes over when the mayor is unavailable for different meetings. And it was, you know, I worked with the mayor at the time was Jim Bunker, who has unfortunately passed away.
Yes.
But he was working, so he couldn't attend a lot of the daily functions.
Yes.
So I would end up going to them and representing the town and representing him.
Really emphasizing the need for the partnership and the cooperation between the council, the mayor, and the town leadership. Is that vice mayor kind of the vice president kind of the same thing?
Yeah, same thing. Yeah.
Now. When did you first run? When did you first get that office? How long had you been here? A few years?
Yeah, I'd been here probably 4 years, maybe.
Now, I am, for those of you listening that don't know me on a personal level, I am as neutral as you can be on politics. I am of the opinion, I am of the thinking that every politician is out of their mind. Just for wanting to get in that vocation, why would you run for town council?
Well,
possessed you?
You got to look at you can't compare what's going on today with what was going on back in 2005, 2006. I had some people come to me and talk to me. Before I was on the council, I spent 2.5 years on planning and zoning.
Ah.
And, of course, with my background in roads, we would – emphasized that new developments had to have roads, curbs, and gutters. And the curb and gutter basically was just to move the water in the right direction. And the council would take what our recommendation was and change everything all around. So I got tired of that. So I said, I got to be part of the solution here because I was the only one on the council that had that background.
Yeah.
You know, except for Karen Fan, who was the mayor at that time.
In the early days.
Because she owns highway safety. And so she's very into, and her family is very much into highway construction. And so I decided, and I had a lot of people say, you know, you ought to give it a shot. And I said, okay, I'll try. One of the fortunate things that happened to me is when I got on the council, I had in fact, Ron, he used to be the superintendent of schools, and he was getting off. And another lady by the name of Gloria Moore was coming on. So there was two of us that took two people's place. But the council itself had been there for so long that any time a problem came up, I could ask him, what is this all about? And they'd give me the history.
I had the background.
So, you know, and you don't have that much anymore.
Yeah.
But I got on there and I thought, you know, this is pretty good, until we started having some problems. and the problems ended up being different, businesses that people wanted to bring up. And a lot of times you're twixt in between. I like the sign problem that's going on right now. I mean, it's been going on for years. I don't think it's ever been settled. What is a flag?
Yeah.
You know, and
can we put signs?
That's right.
What kind of permits do we need?
Exactly.
Like that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And do they fit the parameters of
serving the needs of the business while at the same time keeping the feel and the look and the atmosphere that people have moved here for?
Right. But when I was on the council, there was all kinds of things going on. There was a big RV park. The well-known, I'm trying to think of the name, a well-known nationwide company.
Was that the KOA?
KOA, that's it.
Just
north of 3 North. And it got so heated between the people that wanted it and the people that didn't want, we started seeing them all wearing different colored shirts. So we had the yellow shirts coming in who was anti. We had the red shirts who was pro. all kinds of different stuff going on, you know. And a guy walked in a tie-dye shirt, and we didn't know what he wanted. So, I mean, it's comical now, but it wasn't then.
So with your background with the Department of Transportation for the state, with your background on planning and zoning, with sure. your history as a council member and a vice mayor, brings up an interesting point. You'd mentioned with the older issues, trying to make people happy, the pros and the cons. People get very passionate about what they view as the direction the town should go. We have one coming up in just a couple of weeks, the May 21st special election. Probably the most controversial, the most talked about item of that. There's two ballots, one allowing the town permission to purchase future water distribution systems. That's a whole nother topic. Information on that, chinoaz.net, of course. Tomorrow night at 6 p.m. at the town council meeting, please show up. Those things will be discussed. But of the two items, the water and the roads is probably the most talked about, what's getting the most amount of press, the most amount of social media conversation. Why is that so big? What are the issues in your eyes as a former highway engineer and as a current driver of buses on the road and as a citizen of our area? Where do you see it? What do you observe?
Well, my main thing is that the people don't attend a lot of the stuff. A lot of the meetings, the town has held several meetings. I'm talking about a lot of meetings.
50 plus public, right. Public meet and greets.
Right.
The vast majority of them, one or two people, three or four may be showing up.
That's the problem. And the people in Chino Valley are so ill-informed about what we're trying to do. I've been on the Roads and Streets Committee now for probably 14 years, something like that. There was a period of time in the down that we didn't have any meetings because we didn't have any money to be able to do anything. But this one here, I want the public to know, we spent almost, the Roads and Streets Committee spent almost 4 months discussing this and whether it's a good thing, a bad thing. We had Joe Duffy came in and talked to us and talked about all the money that was we were trying to do. And in fact, a friend of mine wrote a letter to the editor and kind of a vote, no, I don't like the misplacement. One of the things that I said to the committee, and they all agreed, I said, I will not support this going to the town council unless you put in there that this money can only be spent on roads, not labor, not staff. But the way the government is working today, people don't trust the government.
Yeah.
And it's very difficult to, because I've talked to people and I said, but they can only spend it. Oh, they'll figure out a way of doing it. And I said, it's against the law. They'll go to jail if they get caught doing that. And, you know, we need roads. I mean, we need roads for even our property values.
Yeah.
Our roads, our subdivision is 17 years old. Asphalt concrete don't last that long. We've had two or three crack sealing. On the roads. And, they're starting to get potholes. They're starting to do everything. And the thing of it is that we have so many, seal coats that are on dirt.
Yeah.
And they don't last. In fact, Frank Marbury brought a picture of one road after the big snow we had a month or so ago. It completely deteriorated. It's gone.
Yeah.
And it's only because Chino Valley has never had enough material to build the roads properly. Only the roads that have come out in subdivisions have been built with asphaltic concrete. And it makes it very difficult to explain to people that, you know, I don't like the tax either. It's going to cost me probably about $200 a year. But I don't like having my car in the shop for realignments and everything else.
Yeah.
We need to have all of our roads filled and fixed.
And that's one of the misconceptions that is constantly addressed at not just our council meetings when Joe Duffy and Frank Marbury, the public works director and the town finance director, give their updates, but also in depth discussed at these community meetings that have been going on for the past several months, was that the proposal that's in front of the voters isn't just for chip seal. It's to go in and completely rebuild some of the roads. It's to go in and major repairs on some and to make sure that 17 years from now, the brand new roads aren't in the condition that the ones in front of your house.
Well, there won't be any roads.
Yeah.
I mean,
They'll just fall apart.
The thing of it is people say, well, they get the HERF funds. We used to get $2 to $3 million in HERF funds, and we used a lot of that money on the roads.
Yeah.
Of course, with the HERF funds, you also pay the staff that's out there, filling potholes and the equipment and stuff like that. Now we only get $1 million after everything is paid for with regards to the equipment and the personnel. There's only $300,000 left.
Yeah.
Oil is costing us a fortune, and that's why it's so expensive to rebuild roads because, you know, you have to use so much oil.
What it boils down to is in order to make an informed decision, people have to be informed. The best way to get information isn't necessarily on social media, on Facebook.
No.
The best way is to show up at the committee meetings that you are at, to show up at the council meetings that you are a regular face at, and to show up at these meet and greets.
Right.
These are informal meetings that have been held. They're done now. The election's coming up, but they were happening. 50 of them happened in the course of the last several months.
This is the most I've ever seen the town get out and try to support. I mean, we've had other issues that we've tried to support. I remember, when I first got on the council, we were talking about home rule.
Yeah.
Most people don't even know what home rule is. But and then when you tell them what it is, they'd argue with you about different things. but the whole point of it is I took it as a mandate for me to go to all the service clubs with a histogram. I had a histogram, and I talked to them. I said, I'm not telling you how to vote. I'm just explaining what the difference is. And they were concerned when I first came in the door. The town was, because it had only passed by like 57% the last time, and they were very concerned. That after I went out and talked with the people, and it probably wasn't only me, but I mean, you know, we got an 84% approval, and people just don't understand, and it doesn't surprise me to hear you say there's only three or four people at these things, you know, and 50 of them. You know, that's a lot.
Now, to be fair, the last couple of months, they've been very well attended.
Okay, good.
What I have seen, having been at many of these meetings, was that people would come in with a preconceived idea of what was going on based on what they heard while they were shopping, what they read on Facebook, what they heard when they were getting their hair done. See, that's probably why you and I haven't heard of these things, because we don't get our hair done.
We don't get hair done.
But they were going off of rumors. I like to tell people that Chino Valley is a mill town.
That's
unfortunately,
right.
It's a rumor mill.
That's
is
right.
What's most active.
And,
so,
and the ones that speak the loudest are the ones that are against it.
And pro or con, for or against, it's important to say the town, as town leadership, as town employees, as town departments, there is no pro or con. It's let's get the information out. Whatever you decide as a citizen, decide it with information, not with rumor.
Right. And the town is obligated under state law that they cannot lead you in one direction or skew anything. All they're trying to do is give you the facts. You make up your own mind on the thing. But with everything that's going on in the federal government and with the state government and with the taxes and everything, this is a tough hold.
Yeah.
You know, and no, none of us like to pay more taxes.
No, exactly right. Nobody wants to pay more. At the very highest end, we're talking, and for those of you, you may not understand that there are homes like this in Chino Valley, in the town limits, but there are. There are some very opulent homes. We're talking in the $750,000 range.
Right.
You're looking at about $600 a year.
Right.
The average, again, stressing that, the average cost, if this ballot measure passes, the average cost will be about $200. I was speaking to a couple of families that live in the eastern part of town. Theirs were about $60, $70.
Mm-hmm.
Their homes obviously are not appraised,
sure.
And that's what it's based on, is the appraised value at the higher end. But on average, about $200, even at the highest end, the 4, 5, and up $100. If you do the math on that, that's a few cups of coffee at a not-to-be-named boutique coffee shop that a lot of people frequent. At $3, $4, $5 a coffee, that's not too many of those a week. Cut back on those. It gives you a perspective of what it is. On average now, even with price cuts, cell phones, $50, $60 a month, way under that. My internet bill at home, and I use a lot of bandwidth, about $70 a month, $65 a month.
Right.
Nowhere near that. Yeah. So, look at what we are spending money on, what we as citizens view as necessities, and then think, are roads a necessity? Are they needed to have for infrastructure? Now, we've talked about roads. We've talked about your history. We're going to go to a break in just a minute, and we're going to dedicate the last segment of today's show on Yavapai Regional Transit, some of your accomplishments as an organization, how you, Ron Romley, got this off the ground, and who helped you do that several years ago, and where you have gone from the planning stages of, hey, we need some transportation for our citizens, up to where we are now as a transit association and some of your accomplishments. We'll be talking about those in just a few minutes when we return on KQNA, Talk of the Quad City, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, right here and online at KQNA.com.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley in Dewey, and online at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
Hi, this is Sam with Prescott Dirt, and we've been family-owned and operated since 1999. We've just expanded our inventory and now have over 80 different products to suit your landscaping needs. We even have planters mixed for gardening, fill dirt, topsoil, ABC, sand, and boulders. So whatever you need, we've got you covered. We even deliver. Come by and check us out at our Prescott Valley office on Highway 69 and Lake Valley Road next to Napa, or in Prescott off of Willow Creek Road and Sandretto Drive behind Affinity RV.
Experience unparalleled beauty as you soar through the sky above Sedona. Guidance Air will take you on a breathtaking helicopter tour over the beautiful red rock formations of the Grand Canyon, Secret Canyon, and Horseshoe Bend. Want something a little more cozy? Enjoy an exclusive private couples tour, which includes a romantic sunset flight and dinner at the award-winning Mesa Grill. Their professionals and experienced staff will help you fulfill a definite bucket list item and is the number one outdoor activity in Sedona by TripAdvisor. For more information, visit GuidanceAir.com or call 351-1000.
We've got strength in numbers. Power Big Players Club.
Hi, I'm DJ Phone. You ever wonder why so many lottery jackpots are won by groups of coworkers? Well, group play gives you the most chances of winning, but not everyone has access to a group. Well, now you do. There's a lottery service here in Arizona called Power Pick. They've been pooling people together since 1995. You know, you can't win if you don't play, and Power Pick makes it easy to play. They do all the work. You just click a button. No trips to the store, no standing in line, just more tickets, more winners, and your best odds of winning. PowerPick even has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Best of all, you can try PowerPick's lottery service for free. Just go to EZPooling.com and click on Free Lottery Pool. That's the letters EZPooling.com.
PowerPick Players Club. My
legs don't feel heavy anymore.
The swelling is gone.
I'm not tired. I have so much more energy.
You can eliminate unhealthy varicose veins and their cause at Northern Arizona Vein Center. If varicose veins are limiting your lifestyle, many insurance companies, including Medicare, may cover new minimally invasive treatments. Hello, I'm Dr. Brian Skilperert, a board-certified surgeon with over 20 years of vascular surgical experience. Call 445-VEIN or log on to nazveincenter.com to schedule an appointment.
The Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Monday check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Affinity RV. Wallet Hub has released a new survey on states with the biggest drug problems in 2019.
Just did look at the highest drug use by state.
Analyst Jill Gonzalez says while Arizona finished in the middle of the survey, the state was fourth overall in the highest percentage of teens who were offered, sold, or given an illegal drug on school property.
With these numbers surrounding teenagers now, that could mean in the future these kids are getting hooked, and that's when we will see more adult problems spike upon graduation. So that's certainly something to keep an eye on.
A 20% chance of afternoon rain with clearing evening skies and an overnight low near 50 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey Humboldt. Then just a 10% chance of afternoon showers tomorrow with highs Tuesday and Wednesday near 77. A big cool down, dropping highs Thursday and Friday to 70 and 63 with spot showers late Thursday night and Friday. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, the same chances for rain, cooling to clear skies with a low near 53 while you sleep. Sunny highs near 89 tomorrow and Wednesday, 82 and 74 Thursday and Friday, with those same spot showers late Thursday night and Friday. It's the Diamondbacks and Pittsburgh Pirates with the pregame show at 6 o'clock. The first pitch live from Chase Field at 6:40 tonight on KQ&A. Your KQ&A news and weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Monday evening and stay tuned. Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley continues in just a moment on KQ&A.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Lately, when I've had the opportunity to open the front door of our Prescott store for people as they leave or see them in the parking lot, I've thanked them for shopping Olson's. What surprises me is that in most cases, I don't just get a polite nod. People are very complimentary. They say things like, wouldn't shop anywhere else, thank you for being here, and don't know what I'd do without you. These are very humbling comments, particularly when there are so many other places and ways to shop. What it all breaks down to is that if you're a great local brick and mortar retailer, people still want to experience your way of doing business. The Olson's motto since the early 2000s has been good enough just isn't. As a matter of fact, we trademarked it because that truly is the essence of our company. We love what we sell and we love the communities we serve, Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Humboldt, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale, and their surrounding areas. The next time you need pet food, treats, birdseed, feed, hay, and everything animal, look us up. See you in the parking lot.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Think back to a simpler time when things like home delivery of milk and bread came to your door. Now even getting the mail delivered is being questioned. It's good to know that since 1960, folks here in Yavapai County have relied on the Barrett family. From staying warm to cooking, drying clothes, and other needs, you can count on Barrett Propane, just as families have for three generations. You have my name on it. Call us today at 636-1600. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
With the popularity of our second Saturday night monthly St. Louis rib platter having grown and grown, we're switching things up here at Prescott Brewing Company and now offer it every Friday, all day and all night. We're sad to say smoked prime rib Friday nights has to go away, but we've been hearing we want ribs loud and clear. So ribs it is, as only PBC can do them. Hi, this is Roxanne, inviting you to quench your taste for smoked St. Louis ribs every Friday, all day, all night. Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Cheers, to 25 years.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host for the town of Chino Valley, Matt Santos.
Well, thanks for sticking around. We have talked with Ron Romley today about taxes, about roads, about elections, about his 58 convertible. We've talked a lot of stuff. Now we are going to talk about his pride and joy.
That's right.
The Yavapai Regional Transit. Ron, tell us, how did this begin? These are those white buses that we see cruising up and down the highway, going to the hospitals, the shopping centers, the courthouse square, throughout our community. How did that get started?
Well, it was very interesting because when I was on the council, we used to always vote every year for vouchers. And I didn't know what the voucher was. And so finally, one day I asked him, I said, well, excuse me, I said, you know, what are these vouchers? And they said, well, we're given so much money, it costs the people like $2 and whatever the ride costs for taxi or something like that. We pick it up out of
something
out of
they can
money.
Trade for exactly. one of the transportation exactly. companies around.
So I was told, I said, well, how long does this last? She said, usually about 3 months, or staff, I was talking to staff, and about 3 months. And I said, well, what happens after 3 months? And they said, nothing, no money, no rides. And I said, okay. So I got to looking around, and we had 2 9-passenger buses sitting over at the senior center. And actually, it was at the pool, but they weren't being used very much. I mean, they were about 3 years old, and they only had like 13,000 miles on them somewhere mm-hmm. there. And I said, why can't we take these two buses and make a small transit system for Chino Valley? And everybody was kind of jumped on the bandwagon and said, yeah, let's do it. We started the system up with 100% volunteers. Jason Kelly was the only one mm-hmm. that was paid because the town manager at that time put it with Parks and Rec.
Yes.
So Jason Kelly wrote the grant, did everything for us to through ADOT. This is what they call a 5311, which is a rural grant. And the thing of it is that we turned around and got the grant. Took us about 2 years. We revamped the buses so that they were, Chino Valley Transit, because mm-hmm. they were sponsoring us. And we started a route. We had a regular route that we ran in Chino, which is the exact same Chino route we run today, mm-hmm. 10 years later. And maybe we ran Monday and Wednesday in Chino and Tuesday and Thursday from Chino to Prescott. And that lasted about a year, and we said we're getting so many requests to go more often into Prescott.
While this is a transportation system currently and past that is open to everybody, what was your target audience right there? What was your target ridership?
Mainly people that could not get into Prescott. I mean, we have no government offices except for town hall.
Yeah.
We have no hospital. A lot of the specialty doctors are in Prescott.
So it was
no way to get there.
Again, while open to everyone, it was targeting folks who either could not or were unable to drive to Social Security,
right.
to the county building,
right.
to hospitals, to the doctor's office and
exactly.
things. So folks who are suffering some sort of ailment, impairment, or the elderly.
Right, right.
Now,
And that's still today.
Yeah. So that's continued. So it's a way to allow folks to go about their daily business, to give them the freedom of travel without needing to rely on friends or family members, and keeping their independence in a way that they can still take care of what they need to be, but stay off the road, stay off from behind the wheel.
Well, the best place to see the people that shouldn't be driving is to sit there at the senior center waiting for passengers and watch them leave the senior center and get in their car.
Yeah.
And you know, it's just a matter of time for them. But yeah, and you know, there was a lot of people when we first started. If we ran 165 people a year, we were just tickled to death because that was 165 that got someplace that couldn't get someplace. Last year we were between 9,000 and 10,000.
Oh my goodness. Now,
so that's how much it's grown.
That is not just appreciated by the riders. It's not just appreciated by the folks that have seen the traffic lighten up and maybe their family members getting to and from. You guys were recognized recently. What was that honor you guys received just a few weeks back?
We were really surprised. We won an award for the most outstanding rural transit system of the year in Arizona. And there's probably 30 transit systems in Arizona, rural transit systems in Arizona. We got the trophy. We got the award.
Congrats to you guys. What a great honor that is. Now,
thank you.
One of the other things, again, while the seniors in our communities take advantage of this and utilize your system, it is open to anybody.
It's public transportation.
Yeah. What are some of your rates? Give our listeners some idea.
You're below 60 and healthy, we call it ambulatory, it's
$2. $2 a ride.
If you're over 60 or disabled, it's 50% discount.
And what about vets?
The vets, if they have the MVD driver's license or an ID card that says veterans on it, they can ride anywhere they want to go, that we go, any day of the week that we run, free.
Very nice. Now, we just got a minute or two left here. Talk a little bit about the Paulden Plunge.
Paulden Plunge is coming up again. This is our fourth year. The last 2 years have been just great. We're looking for something a little bit better this year. But it's a program to where we go out to Paulden as a public transit system, so anybody can still ride it. But what we provide, because of the good donors that come to our aid, is free entry in the pool and a free ride transportation back and forth. And we take them to the Chino Valley Swimming Pool. They're there from 12:30 to 4 o'clock, and then we haul them back.
Now, this was in partnership with the organization out in Paulden. Who's
Paulden
involved?
Foundation. They are the spark plug of this thing.
Very nice.
Because the fact is that they organize the entire thing, and that's what it takes.
Now, this took the Paulden Foundation getting together and soliciting the grants and the donations and things.
Right.
Hey, if anybody's out there wanting to do something similar for the kids in and around Chino Valley or in other areas, contact the Yavapai Regional Transit to figure out how you can go about getting some funding for this. How do they find you, Ron?
Well, they can give us a call at 926-3630-02. I'm sorry.
Say that again.
636-3602.
And they can find you online at
www.yavapairegionaltransit.com.
Great. So there are ways you can participate. There are ways you can get rides. There are ways you can contribute to help others. You also have some advertising on the bus for your organization or for your company to help defray some of this cost and get your name out in front of the ridership and up and down that highway, 6989 Willow Creek Road, everywhere these buses travel, to get your emblem, your logo out there for the public to see.
75,000 miles we traveled last year.
Oh, my goodness. That's almost as much as Bill drives each and every day. How many? You probably got a lot less tickets than Bill, though.
Oh, yeah. We haven't gotten any. So,
well, we want to thank you folks for sticking around and listening to us. We'll be right back with some closing thoughts after these messages.
This May and June, Cliff Castle Casino Hotel is giving you the chance to win $150,000. It's the 150K Spin and Win Giveaway. Earn entries to be one of the 10 qualifiers every Thursday in May and June from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. Spin the wheel to see if you can win the grand prize of $150,000. Beat the heat and head on over for the 150K Spin and Win. Only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reprographics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reprographics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host for the Town of Chino Valley, Matt Santos.
Well, we want to thank you for spending your afternoon with us on KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM. Thank you, Ron Romley.
Thank you.
Yavapai Regional Transit, for sticking around with us. KQ&A, thank you very much. All those shows, KQ&A.com, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce at ChinoValley.org, and ChinoAZ.net for everything happening in and around Chino Valley. Thank you to the lovely and talented Bill Monroe for making sure you can hear us. We'll talk at you soon.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Olson's for Healthy Animals, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Janessa's Family Hair Care, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.